Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with Portuguese jazz pianist and composer Pedro Neves. We discussed his new 2022 trio CD called Hindrances. According to Buddhism, hindrances constitute the various obstacles that prevent peace of mind and mental clarity. On his fourth trio album, it was all inspired by an imaginary journey to a mountaintop. His musical journey started way back when he was a child. Soon he realized that within it, he would feel incomparably confident, letting his creativity flow while exploring different sounds and instruments, and growing up to discover that it was when playing the piano that he could truly express himself. We get into his life and music and so much more. Enjoy.
Thanks again for taking a minute out. And before we get into Hindrances, your brand new album, I'm curious how you did during COVID. How did you survive as an artist, and How did the process change you now that you got a new album, live shows are coming back, and, you know, the world's kind of waking up?
I teach a lot, and during COVID, I kept all my classes. I was busy doing a thing that I really like to do, and financially it was also okay, because I had some support from there. But yeah, everything stopped, especially live shows. That at least for me, that's what I enjoy most. Doing sessions with other musicians. And that was bad, very bad. Although at some point during, especially summers, we had some openings and some things happened. But it was also a time for reflection and a time for study and to start new projects and start composing, having some more time and more energy to do so. So it had some good things as well. Especially for me, it was a time to slow down, which I was in need.
Yeah, it certainly was. Now that you have a new album, Hindrances, it has to feel really good to be able to kind of have this, you know, this new opportunity in the world to perform live. You know, things are opening up. How does this release feel for you overall?
I'm very excited with it. My last album was released by the end of 2019, and most of my concerts from the year after were canceled, so that was terrible as well. So the album kind of stayed in the shelf and I'm very happy that this time I'll have the chance to play it live and to promote it and to take my music to other places. So, and this is my fourth album now, and I really like the way it came out. So I'm really hopeful that I can make several concerts here.
You know, I know it doesn't consume the artist to think about what people will get from it. I mean, it could. But I'm curious, what are you hoping the listener gets from this album?
I'd like to tell a story. And it's not a story for a song, it's for the whole album. And I think this one does it well. And although I'm explaining a little bit what is my vision about it, I really like people to make their own movie about the music. So I hope it brings that kind of images and make people think that they are going somewhere with the music. One of my intentions was to make songs that I really think they're beautiful, with nice melodies and nice environments, and try to mix it with improvisation and different environments between within the music itself. So each song has several. It goes to through different ways, and I think it can bring some different feelings and emotions to people when they are listening to it. So at least that was my intention to compose it and play it like that. And I think it would probably bring that to the people that are listening to it.
So, with your fourth album, how do you view each album? Is it a snapshot in time? Are you seeing as an evolution as an artist? How do you go into each project, and what's kind of your aim?
I'm always trying to be myself when composing, and that's That's the most certain thing I have. So it has to be something that I really that I'm identified with. And this fourth album, it's kind of I wouldn't say a mix of the three, but I find some things that were started on the previous albums, and this kind is this album is kind of a result of the previous ones, where I like to maintain some of the my identity, my characteristics, and I like to explore something new in each album. And this album has a lot of things that are new, but I think they're very well integrated with my identity. So that's probably it.
So hindrances in the Buddhist faith are obstacles that prevent peace of mind. How much of the Buddhist faith goes into the way that you play and the way that you view your art and music?
I think nowadays, as I told you before, we're living too fast and doing a lot of things, especially, I think it's everywhere, but here in Portugal, for you to be a jazz musician, it's kind of hard to not, or it's hard only to be playing and living from it. So you have to do several things, like teaching, which I love, but it takes me a lot of time and energy, playing in other projects. And you spend a year with no weekends, with little time, with many hours outside your home and your family, with no time for family and friends. Because when they get together, you're always playing or working. And in this way, and the idea is not new, this new feeling of the, or this new concept of meditation and mindfulness kind of help you to deal with this, and at the same time, I think it makes you think that silence and space also are very important to the music. I tried to bring a little bit of it to the music, and music is also therapy in a way. So You look for music when you're happy, when you're sad, when you feel energized, or you are feeling down, I think this album also it's a kind of a reflection of different moods, and also something that wants to bring this peace of mind to people.
So you've been playing the piano since you were a child, and I'm curious, did you always have a dream of becoming a professional musician and be where you're at today?
Not really. For me, music was one of my main hobbies. And my scholar path was kind of irregular. So I started with classical music, and then I went to many different schools because they were always closing, or the schedules were not compatible with other studies. And for a while, I thought I would go to economics. I went to the college. It was when I started to play professional as a musician. And I had a chance to study jazz more, study jazz in a more serious way on that time. And I changed, and still a little bit of doubts, but soon I realized that it was this that I wanted, and this was 20 years ago. So I'm very happy that I made that decision, and I'm very happy the way things are going.
You know, as you probably very well know, being a musician playing live shows, it leaves quite an impression on people. What was the first live show that you ever saw that really left an impression on you?
Let me try to remember. I have this show which was probably one of the first jazz shows that I've gone to. It is from a very well known Brazilian musician, Hermeto Pascoal, which is a multi-instrumentist, is a genius making music with several things. And he came as a trio to Portugal in a city nearby Porto. And I was taken by some of my teachers at that time, and it blew my mind to see them doing all those things at the same time with that interaction, and I think it was probably one of, if not the first, one of the first concerts that impressed me in that way.
As a professional musician, you obviously have the opportunity to create something every day. But what is it that you really look forward to in the process of being a professional musician? What do you like the best about it?
Well, I like to play live. I think, it's the thing that I like most. But I also like, I also enjoy very much the discovering new things, and that is kind of practicing. And recording is also, it's also very, very nice if you have the time to go to the studio and try some things that weren't done before, because you have the mood and you have the sound, the right sound, or you can look for the right sound for things to work that usually you don't have those conditions. So I like very much going to studio as well, and playing it also, like doing sessions with friends or the musicians that I play or that I have projects. It's also very appealing. So, but probably most of all, playing live is nice. And playing your music, or playing, or going to a jam session, or playing in a venue, or whatever. As long as you have fun playing and people are having fun listening to you, which I think it's one of the greatest things in life.
So, speaking of live, and influences that you've had on your life. If you could go get into a time machine and go back in time and see any jazz musician play live, who would you love to have caught live?
I would have loved to have seen Miles Davis playing. I think one of his quintet would be amazing. One of my musical heroes as well that I didn't have a chance to listen to is Bill Evans. I would have loved to see him playing. But fortunately, I've seen already several times some of my musical heroes from the old ones, let's call it this way. Probably Miles and Bill Evans would have been my choice.
So being an educator, as you very well know, being in the classroom learning things are very important, but also the real world learning of being on the stage is pretty big. What is it that you try to teach younger players that you get around? What is it that you want them to learn as you're in a live environment playing?
I think most of all, when I'm teaching and talking to them about performing, it's all about respect for themselves, the way they show their music, respect for the people that are sharing the stage with them, and respect for the people that are listening to it. And that includes a lot of things, of course, but mostly having that respect for themselves, for the other musicians, and for the public. It's one of the most important things. The other thing that I think that comes right after that is the most important thing. They must have fun doing it and be happy. If they are not happy doing it, or they're thinking in the wrong things, or probably they are in the wrong place.
So Hindrances is the brand new album. Where is the best place for anybody to either buy it, stream it, and to find out about any live shows that you have coming up?
Hindrances is coming out on the 19th of October. There will be a concert, a releasing concert on Porto City. If people want to come to Porto, they are very welcome. It's a very nice place to visit. And after that, it will be available on all mainstream audio, like Spotify or Tidal, and also on my Bandcamp page. This album has a a kind of a record label, which is an association here from Okoto. And this album is already the 19th. They're already 10 to 100. And so there are several albums coming from here, from Porto and from musicians around. They have their webpage, portajazz.com. You can find all my CDs and all musicians from Portugal and even from Spain and some other countries there as well. So portajazz.com and my webpage, which is www.pedroneves.pt, and you can find all the information there as well.
Just thinking about going to Portugal to see a live jazz show makes me smile. So that was a great visual.
Please let me know if you come. I'll be very happy to meet you.
Absolutely. You bet. Pedro, this has been great, man. Thank you for opening up. Good luck with the album and the live shows. I appreciate you opening up today with Neon Jazz.
Thank you very much. And thank you for your work promoting jazz and good music. We all owe you very much for you and other people that do your work. It's promoting jazz and music and bringing new music to people. Thank you for that.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players and minds in Portugal, New York City, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. Thanks to Pedro for his time, music, and story. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes Store. Visit neonjazz at youtube.com. And for everything Neon Jazz all the time, go to the neonjazz.blogspot.com. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.